You had people from all over the world just converging in a very short period of time in one place, and they had to create a society out of that. Didn't always work out so well, but it was the beginnings of really sort of how America started to forge a much more multicultural and multiracial society.
A story from American experience. On January 28, 1848, James Marshall found gold in California's Sierra Nevada mountains, unleashing a massive migration of people from around the world trying their luck at America's most popular game, striking it rich. Filmmaker Randy McLowry brings this story to life in The Gold Rush.
The Gold Rush really changed how people viewed wealth and viewed work in America. Prior to the Gold Rush, it was much more of a Protestant ethic where it was all about hard work and diligence, and that you put in the hours of work every day and you were rewarded for the work you did, and it was expected that you would get returns for hard work. And with the Gold Rush, there was this opportunity to become wealthy basically overnight. People were independent contractors in some ways, if you were a blacksmith or if you were a farmer, and it was changing over to a bit of a wage labor society. And Americans were looking for ways to sort of sustain that sense of independence. And I think they saw potentially the Gold Rush as a way to sort of get rich quick and to sort of secure for themselves a sense of that independence. In California and in the Gold Rush, wealth had no real bearing on how hard you worked. Although you worked very hard in the gold fields, but you could be working just as hard as the next guy who, 20 yards away, happened to be in the right place, and underneath that rock was this vein of gold, and they got wealthy and they got rich, and you didn't, and you were working just as hard, doing all the same things, and yet you were not rewarded in the same way. So there was that kind of turned upside down, the value system in that way of how people viewed wealth in America. I think there are parallels with the Gold Rush, with other stories that have happened in recent history. I think sort of the typical thing people look at, in particular with California, that there are these series of booms and busts, and that the idea of being able to, you know, get rich quick, that sense of instant wealth and entrepreneurial endeavors and so on, that really the Gold Rush represented that, and California represented that as a place of new beginnings. And that idea, I think, still sustains. Particularly California, whether you're looking at it in the early 20th century in terms of Hollywood, the later 20th century with Silicon Valley and the dot-com, that there is this idea that you could go out to California and you could, in some ways, reinvent yourself.
McLowry and his team found stories of people that highlight the diversity of the Gold Rush experience.
We told the story of the Gold Rush as much as possible through a handful of characters, and we chose to do that because we really wanted to bring the audience into the story through the decisions that the individuals had to make in terms of, you know, A, either first coming to California and to make that decision, and then sort of to experience through their eyes as much as possible what they found when they got there. People realized that this was something significant, and people wrote about it. So there were those that went to California. Many of them kept journals. They wrote letters back and forth to their loved ones at home. It was a big, big day in San Francisco when the mail came in, and they were waiting for word from home. And so we have the documentation. We didn't have that first-person material for some of the other groups of individuals that were part of the story, the Native Americans and the Chinese. They are part of the story that we tell, but we weren't able to find characters that really had that amount of first-person material to create a fuller, fleshed-out character to be part of the story. But their experience in the California Gold Rush is very much a part of what we tell. We wanted to choose characters that would, first of all, not overlap too much in the stories that they told. And we also wanted to get a diversity of characters. So we have a character from Mexico, we have a character from Chile, And we wanted to have a woman, so we have a woman who is from Missouri. And we have a family. We have Hiram and Sarah Pierce, and then we have sort of the more typical younger male. What people think of when they think of the Gold Rush is the young guy going off for the big adventure with Alfred Doten. We were trying to get a sort of a spectrum of individuals to tell different parts of the story. We wanted them to be able to also touch upon the themes that we were looking to tell in the story. So it was a matter of a lot of reading and research and going through the journals and the letters and so on. Fortunately, a good number of these things have been published. So, but for example, like the characters of Sarah and Hiram Pierce, we had to go back to letters that had not been published yet that were in the California State Archives and to really go through them. And we found some wonderful information that we, you know, hadn't known about that really helped sort of give them a fuller picture of what their story was.
Desperation and violence flared up in mining camps and towns when gold became scarce.
What you had was you had basically the summer of 1848, where there was a lot of gold coming out, and there were a small number of people that were making a lot of money. Word gets out, all these people decide, I'm going to give it a try, and they get there and they find that it's not what they expected. So what they decide to do is either they go back home or they try to make it work in any way they can, whether that means not mining for gold and becoming a merchant or doing something else, which many people succeeded in, or very quickly things turned to being much more corporate in a sense, and that there were big mining companies controlling things. You ended up working as a wage laborer. And the other thing that I wasn't that aware of that I learned was in terms of the violence that occurred, and particularly the violence against Native Americans that happened during that time period. The Gold Rush happened at a time of a great expansion west in America. You know, gold was actually discovered just 9 days after the signing of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, which ended the Mexican-American War. And this was sort of seen as a sign from God. It was this providential proclamation that America was meant to move to the west, and anything. And basically many of these miners, white Anglo miners, came into the area believing that this gold was theirs and they had rights to it, and anybody else that was there from any other country, or even if they had been there before as the Native Americans were, they just basically were pushed aside. The violence against the Native Americans was really quite quite a tragic story. And so that was, I think, you know, people don't really often see the darker side of the Gold Rush. One of our interviewees said, California came to be shining with gold but also dripping with blood. And it was it really is a dark side to what happened during the Gold Rush.
To learn more, visit The Gold Rush online at pbs.org/American Experience. Major funding for American Experience is provided by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. Major corporate funding is provided by Liberty Mutual. Additional funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by public television viewers.